Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Beth Conley, affectionately known as Butterfly Beth. And I would like to thank you all for joining us this Wednesday morning, the 9th of February, for Morning Mojo Call. I am an executive team leader in the Arizona market, and it's my honor to share some experience, strength, and hope with you this morning. Today, I'd like to share a little bit about what I like to call the abracadabra experience. You may have experienced what I'm talking about. Here I sit, just little old me, watching our incredible, iconic old co-founders, SVPs and RVPs, making magic happen. They speak to prospects and abracadabra. They're saying all the right things. Their presentation is flawless. Then abracadabra, they're signing up the prospect, and bam, even more magic happens. Meanwhile, here I sit, crickets chirping, I'm looking left, I'm looking right, and I'm expecting magic to happen. I signed up with the company, after all. I let a whole year go by and was still waiting. Finally, for heaven's sakes, I shouted, abracadabra already, stomping my foot, feeling foolish, frustrated, and hopeless. I often wonder if I'm the only one who ever feels like this. Then come the excuses. Well, I just know that I need a better wand, or a better phrase, or a better assistant, or better friends, or a better blah, blah, blah. If I lived closer, if I lived further, if I blah, 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 I would be the RVP or SVP or top producer or millionaire by now. It's so easy for them, but not for me, right? I confess that these thoughts may have briefly crossed my mind once, possibly twice. Okay, maybe more. There's so much to say on this subject today. However, I'll focus on the one that's been the most eye-opening to me, and it's a different kind of magic. Stay with me here. About 2 years ago, I received the endearing nickname Butterfly Beth, because when I got here, I was a little caterpillar inching around, eating my leaves, roaming here and there, knowing that I was supposed to be something or someone who would know success beyond what just sheer grit and a bad self-image had given me so far. In my earlier years, I'd coined the phrase, my next big idea. And then I'd been dubbed the queen of the next big idea. The thing is, I knew there was a better way in my heart, but nothing ever worked for me. Today, I know why, and it's this knowledge that I would like to share with you. There's three things for success. First, you got to have the right business. Check. Second, you got to have a burning desire. Check. Third, and what I'd been missing until now, the key of all keys. Are you ready? You got to have personal growth and be coachable. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hear me. This is where the real magic begins. The good news is there's so much available to assist us with personal growth. Isn't that fantastic? We can plug in. We can make a commitment to ourselves, free of charge. And in the words of the late Jim Rohn, free. It doesn't get any better than free. You could read 30 minutes a day. Find what your leaders are reading. Borrow a book. Go to the library. Watch Darren Daly. Join the book club. Watch Slay. She leads and empowers every Tuesday. Listen to podcasts. There are literally so much free stuff that you can start with. Then graduate and dedicate funds to your personal growth. Folks, everybody, and I mean every one of us, starts exactly where we are. So some folks were raised with personal growth, and they will tell you that it is something they still practice every day. Some folks, like myself, were introduced as a teenager, but I did not consciously understand what it was I was supposed to do with the information I had received. No wonder I knew in my heart there was a better, more fulfilling way. I wasn't crazy. I wasn't stupid. I was literally walking around with my eyes wide shut and then disappointed when I fell in a hole or ran into the wall. Start where you're at today. I promise you that there are some amazing and incredible people here in this company willing to bring you into the fold and help you begin your journey of personal growth. Reach out to your mentor. Or for heaven's sake, contact me. I'd be happy to get you started in the right direction. Any of us would, and it comes from our hearts. I'm an example of just that. The little caterpillar was coached and given direction. I followed the coaching, and magically, I found it was already in my DNA the whole time. I made my little cocoon, and I began my metamorphosis. I did the work and began emerging. In fact, I still am. The struggle is real. But from my vantage point, it is so worth it. And just as all the butterflies before you, if you keep going and keep growing, before you know it, abracadabra, you're performing your own kind of magic, and you're ready to help others looking for theirs. There is nothing more fulfilling than helping others discover their own magic and achieving their own dreams. I really feel like our co-founders get this, and every one of them embody the spirit of pay it forward. Incredible. So in closing, I encourage everyone, use personal growth to build yourself a wheelbarrow and load it up. You're surrounded by people who are willing to help you keep your wheelbarrow from tipping over, but you must be willing to do the loading. My hope and my wish is that this message today will inspire a spirit of personal growth within you. Have an abracadabra day, my friends, and remember, the magic is within you. Have a great day.